today on Real Radio.
God says in the Bible that the nations of the world in the last days are not going to recognize Israel in Jerusalem. This is Bible prophecy on the front page of Al Jazeera News.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a special question and answer broadcast event, asks, what does the Bible say about the future? You know, over 20% of the Bible is dedicated to future times, but what is God's intention for revealing coming events to the Old Testament prophets? And how do the times in which we live align with Bible prophecy? A lot of churches don't address Bible prophecy at all, but it's important for the Christian to know the times in which we live. There are numerous scriptures in the Old Testament books of Amos, Joel, and Ezekiel that describe the last days and how they relate to Israel. These ancient prophets tell us of increasing battles that take place surrounding Israel and how they'll try to destroy her very existence. And by the way, this is exactly what's going on today. Today in part two, Pastor Jack tells us that the current events regarding Israel are unique from the past because biblical prophecies are happening not just daily, but moment by moment. Many nations, along with the United Nations, are trying to deny that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. And there's also a resurgence in Islam to wipe Israel off the map. And now, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Last time we were together, we thought we'd be able to cover a whole bunch of information. We got about a 10-inch stack of paper here. We covered about 1 inch of it yesterday. We were talking about prophecy.
Yeah.
And world events. And so let me, I left you with this question yesterday, and I'd like to see what you have to say about it. Why is now any different than the last time they told us, oh, the world's in big trouble? Why is it today?
Before I answer, I love what you're asking because listen, here's what we always encounter. Number one, people will say that. Almost everyone says that who's not in the know, okay?
Right, yeah.
And as soon as something happens in the Middle East, we're getting phone calls from CNN or Fox saying, is this the end of the world?
Right.
Is this Armageddon? Right. Isn't it funny? Everybody poo-poos it, thinking that it's a joke. And as soon as there's a war breakout in the Middle East, the phones light up and the interviewers call and they say, is this Armageddon? Is this the end of the world? I find that hilarious.
Okay, but let me throw this out there real quick. You're not saying interviewers call and the CNN calls and all those people call just to puff ourselves up. The truth is, Pastor Jack, this is your wheelhouse. This is your passion. You know a lot about this. Friends, if you have a chance in the next couple minutes, tweet your friends, text your friends, tell them to tune in. Okay, my brother, have at it.
Okay, here's the deal. Never before in the history of the world, all of this happened at the same time is, for example, I'll just jump in anywhere. Damascus in the news. Why is that important? Isaiah 17:1 begins there by telling us that in the last days, Damascus, which before ISIS took it, had over 1 million people in its population, and it was a very, very big Christian community. Now there are virtually no Christians in Damascus, and the population has been decimated by ISIS. Why is it important? The Bible says in Isaiah 17 that there's going to be an event that happens in Damascus that the Bible tells us will render it never again inhabitable. It will be completely devastated. Number two, never before in the history of the world are the nations of the world in a state of bankruptcy. European listeners, you know exactly what I'm saying. Many countries, predominantly in Europe, are canceling currencies. They're getting away from literal coin and paper currencies, and they're going electronic. Why is that important? Because the Bible says in Revelation 13 that in the last days, there'll be no currency. There'll be numerical transactions. No money, only numbers. Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. Fascinating.
The third thing is this.
Because that's happening right in front of our
eyes. I mean, right now, and I can almost feel our European listeners nodding their head. Yep.
Yeah,
it's happening here.
How can you stand back and say, oh, this really isn't happening? This is just made up. It's not really going on.
Thirdly, which is most important, the timepiece. That's the stopwatch tick that gets it all going. God says, when I reintroduce myself back into dealing with the world, it will commence with Israel becoming a nation again. Meaning the second time, May 14th, 1948. We've also have the existence now of the United Nations. since 1947. A global community, listen everybody, a global community that has been designed apparently by all of its resolutions. No other nation on the earth has been condemned more, attacked more,
right,
and ignored more than Israel from the United Nations.
Yes.
Okay? We have got wars and rumors of wars. According to the CIA website, at any given time, there's 132 wars, be it tribal states, city states, or national wars going on at the same time. 132. Jesus said there's going to be wars and rumors of wars.
Right.
Just before he returns. Jesus said before he comes back in the last days, globally, ethnic groups will be warring against ethnic groups on a global scale. That is, ethnicities will war against ethnicities. We right. see this around the world. Jesus said natural love, normal love that mankind has for one another in the sense of right. compassion.
Yeah.
In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus says, because men's hearts will be loveless, violence will explode on the face of the earth.
Interesting.
We're seeing that today.
We see it daily.
We could go on and on, ladies and gentlemen. This is different. What happens now in a moment, somebody can tweet and literally influence the world in a matter of yeah. hours. It's right. a different time. These things are not happening in a vacuum. These things are not happening in that part of the world or part of it in that this part of the world. It's all happening at once. And of course, we mentioned it the other day, that we've got Israel being surrounded by enemies that are seeking to destroy her existence. Remarkable.
Last time we were together, we talked about Palestine, Jerusalem, Israel, and the fact that Jerusalem really should be, according to the Bible, according to Scripture, according to history,
according to God,
the capital, according to God, the capital of Jerusalem. We covered that, okay? So, folks, if you want to go, if you want to pay attention to what Pastor Jack had to say about that, go go and look it up at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Yep. All right. So, if you don't mind, can we jump into current events? What's going on with newsmakers of the day? And can you just yeah. fill me in with what's happening actually at this moment?
Yeah, this is the big news right now, and you're going to be hearing more about it. As the UN comes together, the United Nations is going to vote on Israel being Israel, the Jew having a right to their ancient land, and Jerusalem actually being Jerusalem. They are, the UN is deciding, which is amazing, because I've actually physically over 18 times have seen artifacts standing in Israel. The UN is going to say that Israel has no historical right to the Temple Mount or Jerusalem. Remarkable ignorance. I mean, yeah. willful stupidity. It's hilarious. But let's dive in. Listen up, everybody. Flash, headline news. Why Jerusalem is not the capital of Israel. No country in the world recognizes Jerusalem as Israel's its capital. What headline is that? Al Jazeera News. Al Jazeera yeah. News is a pro-Arab, pro-Muslim, denying Israel's rights. And of course they're going to put it that way. They're saying that most nations do not recognize Jerusalem. Of course they don't. This is the whole point. God says in the Bible that the nations of the world in the last days are not going to recognize Israel in Jerusalem. This is Bible prophecy on the front page of Al Jazeera yeah. News.
Yeah.
This is remarkable. Yeah. But Donald Trump counters and says that Jerusalem is in fact the capital of Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu says, and I quote, Jerusalem was and will always be the capital of Israel. Friends, listen, what does history say? We looked at that last time together. The fact of the matter is we are looking at a convergence of two opposite worldviews. One is a Judeo-Christian world-based, biblically-based, historically-based, factually-based account of what Jerusalem is all about and Israel as a nation. The right. other one is an Islamic view. So you would have to know, friends, what does the Quran say about Israel? Answer, nothing.
Really?
You can't find the word Israel or Jerusalem in the entire Quran once. Doesn't exist. Not once.
So why? Okay, so why is it such a big deal?
Because as long as Israel is in existence, when you read the Quran and the Islamic Hadith, the Jew must be exterminated. That's why Adolf Hitler, a lot of people don't realize this, they can go find out, gave a panzer division of tanks to the Grand Mufti, Muslim cleric of Jerusalem in World War II to help him exterminate the Jews.
Really?
Listen, the Quran, as long as a Jew is in existence and Israel is in the land, the Quran cannot be fulfilled. That's why today there's a resurgence. There's in fact a revival taking place in Islam to destroy the Jew. And any Muslim who tells you that they don't believe that, either they don't know their Islamic scriptures or they're not telling you the truth. But the Quran cannot be true as long as there's a Jew in existence. It's not possible.
So you mentioned that multiple countries, not the world, not a world war, but multiple countries around Israel would get a leader from the north and then what?
We talked about that the other day, everybody. In fact, it's pretty amazing because the Bible tells us that this leader that we're talking about coming out of the uttermost parts of the north, that would be Russia from the uttermost parts of Israel. It says, the Bible says, an evil thought will arise in his mind. And it says that God will put a hook in his jaw and pull the guy around and bring him and his armies into the mountains of Israel. What's right. interesting is what could possibly be the hook? The nations of the world are going to say, and it says it in your Bible, read it later, Ezekiel 38. The nations of the world are going to ask him, why are you doing this? Have you come into the land of Israel to take a spoil, to take captive all of its bounty? Stop right there. If you've never been to Israel, you have missed a treat. I have been 18 times. It is an emerald jewel in the midst of the Middle East. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, Israel is now 100% water independent. Israel is Israel is becoming an Eden. Did you know that Israel is now independent of oil? Did you know that Israel is independent of natural gas? In fact, Israel has now discovered what is estimated to be the largest natural gas reserve in the world. Israel has just signed a contract, an agreement with some Mediterranean nations, and they are building the largest natural gas pipeline in human history. Listen to this. Israel is going to be the chief supplier of natural gas to some Mediterranean nations and into Europe. And Russia is angry because right now Russia's the supplier of natural gas. Israel can harvest that natural gas cheaper. Israel can produce it cheaper. Israel can sell it cheaper. And Russia's upset at this hour over that issue. Did you know that Israel in its oil findings is absolutely shocking the world because people didn't think Israel had oil previously? Israel has got they won't admit this, but everybody knows it. Israel has got nuclear power. Do you realize a nation the size of Lake Michigan, Israel, a little bit smaller than the state of New Jersey, Israel, is becoming a world superpower? And according to Ezekiel, that hook that pulls this invader down, it may very well be the prosperity of Israel in that neighborhood. Because, quite frankly, Israel is going up against Russia's energy production, and Russia won't stand for that.
Can I throw something out here real quick?
Sure.
Remember standing, I think we were standing on the Golan Heights or near the Golan Heights, and you had a very interesting point when I went. I've been to Israel with you three times, and we stood in one point, and you look to the left, and there's Israel.
Yeah.
And it's green, and it's lush, and it's beautiful. And then you pointed out, well, look to the right. It's just desert. It's the same ground.
Yeah, more. I remember that. In fact, we were just there a couple of months ago, again, where you're standing at that region of the Golan Heights, which if you want to talk, this is another topic for some other day.
Deal.
But, well, that belongs to Syria. Well, you need to go look at your Bible again and see who has control, who has been promised the Golan Heights. Having said that, if you want to be a modernist right now, Israel beat Syria in a war fair and square and took it, period. Right. Mm-hmm. Just like the country you're sitting in right now took the country that you're in from some other country and made your country. That's the way it is. So, if you look to the left, Lebanon, you can see it because, again, Israel's water independent. Israel waters its land from desalinized water from the Mediterranean.
Right.
And so it's turning into an emerald. Its deserts are blooming with fruit and vegetable production.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely remarkable. And yet the surrounding areas are parched.
So what you're saying is the leader from the north, I'm making my quote signs, the leader from the north is going to get a hook in his mouth because he's basically jealous of what's going on?
He's going to be drawn in. The nations are going to, he's going to be drawn in, I believe, for one reason. Everybody read your Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38. He is going to be a guard. Everybody remember that word. In the King James Version of your Bible, it says that he will be a guard to the invading nations. Iran will be one of them. Libya will be one of them. Turkey will be one of them, among others. And the word guard in Hebrew, I kid you not, sit down, everybody. The word guard in Hebrew means one who supplies. Right now, Russia is the chief military supplier. And in fact, Russia has an arms agreement with Turkey and with Iran to defend themselves. Russia and Iran, there's a mutual agreement that if anyone attacks Iran, Russia is obliged by an agreement to defend Iran.
A lot of people don't realize that today.
Yeah. That's interesting. And you go to Ezekiel and that word in the Hebrew, that's exactly what it means.
So there are a whole bunch of other players in this whole thing. Can we talk about a few of them?
Yeah, it's, by the way, what we're talking about is what is affectionately referred to as the Ezekiel battle. It's quite remarkable because the Bible tells us in great detail that when this happens, and by the way, it could happen at any moment. All the players are in position. It could happen today. The Bible says that when this happens, that 5/6 of the invading armies against Israel will be destroyed on the mountains of Israel. That is not only a geographical fact, but it's also a statement from the Bible indicating that God will be the one who destroys them. Israel will not have to defend themselves. God will do it.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? You say, I don't believe it. You might be out there today saying, I don't believe that. That's okay. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Just keep your TV nearby and your Bible open. And when it happens, you'll be able to change your mind.
So let's talk about some of the news stories in particular that are going on.
Yes.
You mentioned it earlier, but I want to jump on it again. This has got to Benjamin Netanyahu. Are you a fan of his?
I am a fan of his because he's a strong leader.
Okay.
When Israel's done with him, I'd like them to send him to us, quite frankly. But
we'll
but
put him
listen,
to work.
Netanyahu's a patriot. He is a Israeli IDF commando. He knows what war is all about. Every soldier who's been involved in war will do everything to avoid war, by the way.
Yeah.
Think of that.
Point. Yeah,
he knows what war is like. His brother was killed in a war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's a strong leader. Israel needs Netanyahu more than ever right now.
So let me throw this out there, though. You mentioned earlier that Netanyahu mentioned that Jerusalem always has been and always will be the capital of Israel.
Right.
That's got to make some folks, that's got to make some players upset and some players happy. Can you line out for me who's who?
Not only are you correct on that, but I know Israelis in Israel who don't like him talking like that because they don't even believe in their own history. They're biblically illiterate.
Isn't that amazing?
You would think in Israel, everybody walks around with a Bible in their hand. They don't.
Yeah.
A lot of the Jews that live in Israel, they actually, if you engage in a conversation with them, they're angry at God. They say, I don't believe in God because where was he? And my comeback to them is, how can you be angry at somebody that doesn't exist?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't like the way God has dealt with their disobedience. That's a story for some other day. The fact of the matter is, God says Israel and Jerusalem is my land. And Netanyahu understands this. Let me tell you something without giving too much away. Netanyahu knows that the evangelical Bible-believing Christian is a great ally of his. He knows that.
Best friend.
I can tell you that for a fact.
It's his best friend. We are the best friend of the Jew.
Yeah, the real Bible-believing Christian who understands Old and New Testament should be a person reaching out to the Jewish state, reaching out to a Jew, and showing them the love of Jesus to provoke them to that godly jealousy of wanting to know the Messiah of Israel like we do. That's the function of the true believer.
We only have a few minutes left, so let me throw this out there. Can you, for me, just update, just in the next few minutes, some major news stories from the day that wake you up and say, wait a minute, what? This is amazing. I got to share this with the folks.
Real quick, UN is going to vote on the validity of Jerusalem. Statement from me to the world, to the UN, is if they do that, then why would Israel recognize the existence or the legitimacy of the United Nations?
Right,
I don't think
exactly.
Israel should be recognizing the existence of the United Nations. We've already talked about the fact that Israel's becoming a superpower in many ways, by the way. What's interesting is that Syria right now, Israel has had to launch military flight excursions and special ops into Syria because ISIS warriors have been launching rockets into the Golan Heights area, and Israel's been responding. Keep your eye on that, ladies and gentlemen, because the Bible tells us by some manner, Damascus is going to have to be destroyed. That's a very serious issue. The United Nations is about to vote on declaring Israeli or Jewish holy sites to become Muslim holy sites. Friends, wow. If you're a lover of history at all, that should make you upset. That's crazy. Very important news, friends, on the horizon. Mark and keep close tabs. We've been watching it here for 3 years. I first taught on this 3 years ago. I'm not a prophet, but I turned out to be one regarding this topic. I said that there was going to be a very close and correlated response between Iran and North Korea. I still believe that. Watch their ICBM program. Don't be surprised if North Korea and Iran launch some sort of military actions at the exact same time to spread thin the United States
military.
Won't
that be interesting to see? Yeah, interesting.
BBC News, listen to this. Just the other day, you guys, three Palestinian terrorists killed an Israeli and attacked a few others. BBC News, headlines, three Palestinians killed after a deadly stabbing in Jerusalem. When they were busted on that headline of fake news, they printed this. There was no intention of misleading our readers. We apologize for any damage it caused. That kind of fake news headlines can cause a war.
Really?
The BBC News should be ashamed of themselves. Remarkable. All that. Listen, the media is against Israel. The media is against the Jew. Let's be. And by the way, let me say this. I'm not saying that we should agree with everything Israel does as a government or politics. Just remember this. The God of the Bible is for Israel. They are the apple of his eye. United States, for the first time, U.S. Air Force shot down a Syrian fighter jet because it bombed forces near a U.S. special ops base in southern Syria. That's important.
So let me throw this out there real quick. Was that a Russian aircraft?
Well, the aircraft was Russian built. The Syrian, it was Syrian markings with a Syrian pilot. And I know we're getting a wrap-up sign here to shut this down. Friends, listen, did you know that Iran has been giving missiles to Syria, and Syria and Iran both, literally, there's photographs online, you can go look at them, where they have written on the missiles, target, it says target Jerusalem, target the Jew on the bomb, on the missile, if you think we're joking. So again, on and on it goes. We're right now on the brink at the recording of this program. We are right now on the brink of a second chemical attack from Bashar Assad in Syria. Donald Trump has said, and thank God he's saying it, that if that happens, the U.S. will respond swiftly. Russia is saying, America, you better not. But ladies and gentlemen, this is high stakes chess games, and lives are at stake. And again, we've tried to bring you what the Bible has to say in a matter of two broadcasts. We might need to do this more often, the way the world is going.
I think we should. As a matter of fact, we'd like to hear from you. If you go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, we'd really love to hear from you as to what you got out of the last couple of days here on the broadcast. Because quite frankly, this is Pastor Jack's passion, prophecy / world events. And if you like hearing what he has to say, we'll continue to do it. Of course, we'll keep our regular Bible studies going too. But when important things are going on, we want to stay abreast of the situations when it comes to biblical prophecy. Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a special question and answer broadcast event called What Does the Bible Say About the Future? Thanks for listening today, and our hope is that as the stage is being set for prophecy fulfillment, your peace will come from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And we'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Today was day two of this lesson, and don't forget that you can pick up any of these days you might have missed at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.